Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, September 14, 1839, the Barbadian newspaper carried an advertisement from the British Guiana Immigration Office seeking to recruit Barbadian workers to fill various positions available in British Guiana. The British Guiana Immigration Office was located at No. 3 James Street, Bridgetown, and managed by British Guiana Immigration agent, Mr. Thomas Day. Barbadian migration to what became British Guiana has a long timeline, dating back to the Dutch settlement of the northern coast of South America in the 17th century and continued into the first half of the 20th century. The background to the migration of Barbadians to British Guiana during the post-emancipation period was mainly due to the labor adjustments in the British Caribbean colonial territories at the time. After emancipation in 1838, Guyanese planters, like their counterparts in other English Caribbean territories, except Barbados, claimed that they were experiencing a labor shortage. The reality was that the formerly enslaved had withdrawn their labor because they wanted better wages and conditions of employment. The response of the planters was to import labor. For the Barbadian laborer, the opportunity to work in British Guiana meant getting much better wages than obtained in Barbados, which had about the lowest wages in the English Caribbean. Thomas Day, in his advertisement, spread a wide net as to who he wanted to recruit from Barbados. The list of persons targeted ranged from professional gentlemen, clerical, legal, medical, overseers and planters, artisans of all types, and domestics. Families were also encouraged to come as a group. The fact is, British Guiana was blessed with abundant natural resources and was enjoying a growing economy, not only in its agricultural sector, but across sectors such as mining and forestry. For the agricultural laborers, Thomas Day was authorized to offer 4 bits or 50 cents for 7.5 hours of work, plus housing, provision grounds, medicine and medical assistance, and an abundance of social facilities such as churches, schools, markets, and stores. In addition to the other inducements, Mr. Day was also offering help with any official matters relating to the actual migration of the emigrant and, of course, free passage to British Guiana. Emigrants were free to change employers or move to other areas, and if the emigrant wanted to return home, the passport cost was deferred. Mr. Day also made it clear in his advertisement that emigrants would have the full protection of the law, as a stipendiary magistrate was specially appointed to quote-unquote advise and protect them, and they would also have the special magistrates to intervene in matters between master and servant. To give the potential emigrant a clear idea of what conditions obtained in British Guiana, Mr. Day made it clear that skills of labor, wage rates, British Guiana laws, and other vital information would be on display at his office. Records suggest that Barbadian workers were happy to take up Mr. Day's offerings, and as historian the late Dr. Walter Rodney has shown, by 1846, some 1,000 Barbadians were migrating to British Guiana annually.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.